they get it. So Holly Project just got the first down as they measured that one. Great Holly Project first down as they got this one. Holly Project first down and 10 here with 48 seconds left on the clock on the 40, about the 47-yard line on Red Lodge territory. Let's see what they can do here. Holly Project, why are they leaning up under center? They have this one. They're going to hand. No, he's going to keep it. And he's going to give it to up over the court. Trent Summit, he catches it. He's running down the sidelines. And he has it up to the about 15-yard line. What a great run or throw by Holly Project. And a timeout. No, no timeout, but the clock is stopped. For it to move the change. Oh, and the clock is rolling. We have 26 seconds left. They got to do a quick huddle in the back. 20 seconds left now. This might be the last play of the game if they can get out of bounds to maybe get another play. So, Holly Project comes down to the wire. 13 seconds left. 12 seconds left. Wiley Lindeen up under center. He's going to hand this one. He's going to keep it. He's going to fire in the end zone. Does he get it? And no, but there will be 4 seconds left on the clock and do a try for another play here by Sinsport. This could be the game-winning play for Holly Project right here. Are they going to take a timeout? Looks like Holly. Okay, so a timeout is going to be taken by Holly Project. So they're going to take a timeout, and so are we here at WhitesonSports.com to have a word from our sponsors.
From serving our country to serving our community, here's Sherman Kirby.
If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in our area, I'd like to be considered for your realtor. I spent the last 25 years living and applying the values of loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Let me show you what that looks like. Call me at 406-690-7777 or find me on Facebook at Sherman Kirby Realtor.
Hello, this is Doug from Metro RV. As you may have seen, the Giant Stomping Grounds are getting pretty wide open, and he's dancing around like he's on a new dance floor. Well, not for long. The backlog of orders are starting to roll in. Right now is the time to get your name on a new floor plan of your choice. We have samples of the trailers ordered and floor plans for everyone. We are paying top dollar for trades. We invite you to drop in and let us show you what we have coming. Metro RV, take exit 452 towards town, then left up the hill.
Welcome back here on the to YC and Sports and Athletics as Holly Project up under center is Wiley Lindeen, and let's get some rhythm here as they want to hike this one. And did you catch what happened? It must be a timeout by Red Lodge. I don't even think we're gonna go to a timeout here. We have 4 seconds left in the game. Ball is on the 15-yard line. All they do is maybe a pass interference, because that would bring them up to the 1-yard line. Or no, it would half the distance, I guess. So it would bring them up to the 7-yard line on this one. So, Holly Project is in good position right now with 4 seconds left in their hands. They got to throw a touchdown or make a miraculous, if that's even a word, it's a miraculous run or throw into the end zone. We got 4 seconds left on the clock. Rams 27, Holly Project 27, tied here in Red Lodge in a great barn burner. Second down and 10 for the Holly Project Red Devils. They got one more play of the game. Let's see if this can be the decider on who wins, or are we going to have to go into overtime? Or let's see what we have to do on this one. Wiley Lindeen up under center. Can they get this one? Holly Project, Wiley Lindeen up under center, two in the backfield. Hucking, they're gonna keep it. And they're gonna check this one in the end zone. And it's caught! But Holly Project, it's gonna be a touchdown! Holly Project just won the game on the last play of the game by number 4, Trent Selman, who just won the game. Holy smokes, as they threw that in the end zone, and Red Lodge will go home empty-handed here on YCN Sports as they do not get that. Strand Summit, but a post route. Run down and posted to the end of the end zone, and a touchdown by Huntley Project. Huntley Project, 33, Rams, 27. Here, and we'll talk about the post-game show here after the break here at YCNSports.com. And we'll have a word from our sponsors.
Quality propane and services for your farm, ranch, commercial business, and home heating needs. We serve and live within our communities, and we support our local school athletics. Good luck, Shepherd, from Valley Propane. We want to be your first choice supplier of propane services in the area. We will provide the propane you need when you need it. Give us a call at 967-3100 or check us out online at vpropane.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Lysine Sports. I forgot that they have to do their two-point conversion and kick this one up through the uprights. Let's see if they do it. Dawson Lundin kicks this one, and that one is going to be missed, but Hungry Project does win the game on the last play of the game. They are hugging out there. They're shaking hands. I mean, you don't want to get too close, you know what I mean, with this coronavirus, but they're out on the court showing good sportsmanship on this on the field, should I say. So, Hungry Project goes home with a miraculous win here in Red Lodge. So, let's give you a post-game show here real quick. So, in Red Lodge, with a minute 41 in the first, they make a touchdown, and the kick is good. And then with a touchdown with an HP, with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left in the second, kick is good. And then with a miraculous throw and caught by Red Lodge. They caught that one and ran it into the touchdown with 53 seconds left in the half, in the first half, and then their kick is good. So then Hungry Project made a touchdown with 55 seconds left in the third, and their kick was good. And then touchdown again by Red Lodge with 4 seconds left in the third quarter. This sounds kind of like our last touchdown that Hungry Project just made with 4 seconds left. And then Hungry Project, 7 minutes and 40 seconds in the fourth, kick is good, made that touchdown. And then they recovered a fumble, got it back with 7 minutes and 27 seconds left in the fourth. And then they got a touchdown in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the fourth. Kick no good. They didn't quite get that one. So then a touchdown by Red Lodge. Touchdown, a minute 47, and the kick is no good. That would have made them go up by 1 point, 27 to 28, but they didn't get it. And then they made a touchdown with 4 seconds left. They had 4 seconds left on the scoreboard, and they. Okay, so I'm going to give you the replay of this one. So they had 14 seconds left, and then they scrambled. They scrambled on the first play, and they threw it incomplete to Jake Fox. And then they had 4 seconds left. They called a timeout. Hungry Project did. And then the Red Lodge Rams called a timeout. And then they were back on the court. And then Strand Selman ran a post route in the corner of the end zone. And Wiley Lundin threw a great throw to him and a touchdown in the last play of the game here at WeissonSports.com. So that will conclude our evening of an exciting event here in Red Lodge here at WeissonSports.com. Thank you guys for joining us here at Weissin Sports. And we'll send this one off in an orderly fashion as Hungry Project takes on Red Lodge to beat them here at WeissonSports.com. Good night.